Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting second. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Klein. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cunningham. The throw from Bailey and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Bell reaches second base with a double. Pinson scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Sawatzky and he is out, Spencer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Gramas covering, for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann, who is chasing the ball. Casco reaches third base with a triple. Martin scores. It's 2-0, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Casco scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gramas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Bailey moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-0 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to home to get Bailey. McMillan moves to third. Martin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Casco reaches second base with a double. McMillan scores. Martin scores. Hook moves to third. It's 5-0, Reds. Frank Barnes now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas hits a line drive into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Barnes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Frank Barnes. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burton moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burton moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Burton scores. Cunningham moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Reds. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Gibson now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Cunningham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatzki hits a line drive into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Shannon pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow pinch hits for Bob Gibson. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Shannon now playing second base. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 0-for-2 in the game. Hook takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Casco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hook moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shannon fields it and throws to second for the out. Hook moves to third. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hook scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 6-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Reds. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-3 in the game. Sawatzky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Chris Canai's 0 pinch runs for Carl Sawatzky. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.